been lectured by our parents at one time or another, but Philip Van Munching decided to take a unique approach to teaching his daughters about life. He initially shared his thoughts in a very long letter, which turned into an informative book called Boys Will Put You on a Pedestal So They Can Look Up Your Skirt. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Julie.
You should know you're a boy, right, I guess?
I checked, I am.
Now, this book actually started because one day you almost got hit by a bus. What happened?
Yeah, I forgot that first rule we teach our kids, wait for the green. And I decided to dash across Fifth Avenue, and I almost got plastered by the bus. And, you know, when I got to the back to where I started, actually, safe and sound, I had that little conversation you have with yourself. You know, what would I regret if I died foolishly? And the only thing I could think of is that I wouldn't be around for my girls to tell them the things that I meant to as they grow up. So I started writing them down.
You have two girls. How old are they now?
13 and 10.
Oh, they're lovely. Look at that great photo.
There they are.
Now, originally you wrote this, as we said, as a long letter to your girls.
Right.
And the book is actually geared towards what age of girls, and now parents are reading it as well.
Right, anywhere from 12 on up, and the nice side product is that parents are saying, wow, I'm looking at this and I'm finding out how I can talk to my girls about this stuff.
Well, based on the title, you have a very strong opinion on how girls should view boys, and you have basically three rules that you want your daughters to follow when they pick somebody to date.
Yeah, I found the simplest rules I could. You have to date boys you honestly like. I mean, that's so key. These days, people date because the boy is popular or because the family has money or whatever. But when you do that, you cheapen yourself in the relationship.
Okay. Rule number two, you say, the boy's age should be within 2 years of your age.
Yeah, isn't having a relationship, especially at that age, about experiencing things together? And if somebody's that much older than you, they should have a lot more experience. And if they do, you got to wonder why they're with you.
Okay. And then third, you say make sure that your boyfriends treat you with respect.
Right. Zero tolerance policy. The minute they talk to you or touch you in a way that isn't kind and invited, you walk. They don't get a second chance.
Now, of course, you have a chapter about sex.
Right.
And you've actually memorized that chapter.
I have. It goes something like this. Chapter 5, sex. Don't have any ever. At least wait until I'm dead. Is that so much to ask? My mother said she didn't realize I was a Jewish grandmother. And then, of course, you turn the page and you get chapter 5A, sex, comma, really. And then I get to the serious stuff.
And the synopsis of that real chapter is on this topic.
Sex is such a wonderful, important thing that if you're throwing it away so that you can hang on to some boy or because you think it might feel good, you're really cheapening something that can be so important to you.
Now, so many young girls, you know, they watch movies and TV shows and they fantasize about that moment when they meet the one.
Right.
But you don't believe in fate.
Yeah, fate irks me beyond words.
You say don't rely on fate to your girls.
Absolutely.
Why? You don't think it exists at all?
If you're playing softball and you believe in fate, the bat stays on your shoulder because, you know, if you're meant to hit it, it's just going to happen. That's ridiculous. You got to go out and make the mistakes. You got to swing the bat. Because then you've earned the things that you learn in life. Because you've gone out and you've made the mistakes. You've earned all of the stuff that's coming to you, as opposed to sitting back waiting for it to happen for you.
You also handle serious topics like bullying. And you say, if being bullied, consider the source.
Right. You know, I was watching your first hour this morning, and that poor girl who was doing crystal meth, what did she say? She was bullied on the internet.
Yeah.
She felt fat. People around her were making her feel terrible. Well, that's horrible, but you have to turn around and say, why are the people saying those things? Are they really about you, or are they about the person saying them? Mm-hmm. Do they just need to spread their pain? It's not fun to hear bad things about yourself, but once you realize they're not really about you, it's a little easier.
And you say it's okay to make mistakes, make glorious mistakes.
Right.
What does that mean?
Make good ones. Make mistakes because you're striving. You're reaching beyond your abilities. Don't make mistakes because you're lazy or because you're careless. Make them because you're trying to better yourself. And then you're showing the world that you're making it and you're not just coasting.
Good advice. And I know someone that I want to give this book to.
Terrific.
Philip Van Munching, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Julie.
And Boys Will Put You on a Pedestal is published by Simon & Schuster, which is owned by CBS's parent company.